How's your time with the Lord? Silence. Speechless. He said finally, not too good there. You see what I mean? He's going to seminary to learn how to be a pastor, and he doesn't even have time to pray. When he graduates, his schedule's not going to change. He'll be more busier then than he is now. You all know that. If he doesn't make time now to be with the Lord, he's going to fall on his face if he doesn't make that a priority. He's like Martha, focused on too many things. He's forgetting the main thing, Jesus. We must take time to pray. I am reminded about an oil painting that hangs in a Spanish gallery. In that little scene is a farmer. He's just removed his straw hat. He's laid down his farm implements, and he's assumed the position of prayer. In the distance of that painting, if you look closely, there's a little village in the background with a church steeple and a bell tower. And evidently the bell has rung, calling the little community to a time of prayer. Everyone's laid down their farm implements, set down their work, and they're praying. And he's doing that. But if you look more closely at that painting, over to the right is the form of an angel. And that angel has picked up his plow and has gotten a team of mule going. And it seems like that angel's getting ready to make a new furrow in the ground. And the caption of that oil paint is three words. Three words. You know what they are? No time lost. Do you get it? When we pray, all of heaven is enlisted on our behalf. We get more done in prayer than we do out of prayer.